We have the Thanksgiving speakers. There's quite a list. We're going to go with ladies first. Sister Sharon Bosley.
I'm going to start with prayer because I'm really nervous. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the service this morning. Thank you for helping us in the dining hall, helping us speak, and hanging out with what you want me to have, want me to say. In Jesus' name, amen. The first question on the prompt was, what does this holiday mean to you? To me, Thanksgiving is a great time to reflect on what God has done for you this year. It's also a good time to spend time with your family, eat lots of good food, and I think it's a good thing to think about how much the pilgrims and those who came over, what the real meaning of the holiday is, how much it cost them. The second question was, is there something you're especially thankful for this year? I'm especially thankful for salvation and how much God has helped me this year, for the church and for my family and friends. And I'm also very glad that this is my last year of school. The third question was, are there any scriptures about giving thanks that are special to you? Psalm 95:1 says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is also his. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And also Psalms 104, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And the last scripture I had was 1 Thessalonians 5:16. It says, rejoice evermore, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen. Very good.
All right, next up we're going to ask Sister Julie to come.
Okay, I'm extremely nervous, so I'm going to pray first. Dear Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the good message this morning and good fellowship. Just help my nerves and help me get my thoughts out clearly. Amen. So I want to start off by saying there's a lot of things that I'm thankful for this year. If I were to go through everything God has blessed me with, this list would be never-ending. A few things I want to mention, though, that I'm thankful for: salvation, good church, good job, and just so much more. For me, Thanksgiving is an extremely special time. It's a time when all my family comes together and we run out the banquet hall where my grandpa lives in the nursing home. We sit around, catch up, have tons of laughs, and my grandpa Aller gives us all eyebrow kisses and gives us advice such as, always live for the Lord because eternity is forever, and also to look twice before you turn off the road. If I had to say what a family tradition would be that my grandpa prays over every Thanksgiving meal. Now, you may not know my grandpa Aller, but he's a very strong prayer warrior. When he prays, you can feel the presence of God even when it's just over a Thanksgiving meal. When you have unsafe family members, you just hope that being in this environment of love and concern for their souls will prick their hearts to hear their grandpa pray. My grandpa's lived in the nursing home for a long time and has to have a lot of assistance, but he has such a good spirit and is a good example of God's grace. Seeing how he handles everything, it just reminds me of how when we go through hard times, being a Christian is the best thing. I won't go into too much detail, but these past few years have brought some pretty dark trials and situations. But I'm so thankful that I have a family that taught me to live for the Lord and to call to him when I'm in need. I was asked to pick a verse about being thankful, and I chose Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you are also called in one body, and be thankful. What came to mind when I read this verse was, when you allow God's peace in your heart, it's so much easier to be thankful. Of course, this Thanksgiving was a little different because, unfortunately, my grandpa has COVID and couldn't be with us. But a few were able to go in and visit with him, and we're just praying for a speedy recovery.
Amen. Very good. Amen.
final sister on our list, Sister Brianna Preston.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with some traditions that we have. This might not really be a tradition, but it's just something that we always do, is have cube cheese and Pepsi, because that's what my grandma would bring before she passed away. And we don't dress up, we just stay in our PJs all day long. And then there's another question that is there something you are especially thankful for this year? So I was looking up scriptures about giving thanks, and I found 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." And I thought back to a time when I couldn't give thanks to God. Before I got saved, I lost a couple of friends and wasn't thankful for it at all. In that time, I had people talking badly about me and definitely wasn't thankful for it. Before I got saved, I wasn't a happy individual because I was unhappy where I was at with my life. All this was happening during the camp meeting I got saved. Then Sister Vicky did a youth lesson. In the beginning of camp meeting, we all got name tags. Sorry, I lost my spot. We all got name tags when the lesson started, and she told us one word to write down that the devil told us. There was one thing the devil kept telling me that can't mean that I was unloved. So that's what I wrote down. After that, we all got a chance to put it on the cross to give it to Jesus. We got an encouraging sticker back or something like that, but mine said, "Loved by God." This is the sticker I got back. In all these situations where I couldn't see God working in my life, where he was humbling me and showing me his love, is one of the things I'm especially thankful for this year. Even though I wasn't grateful for them in that time, I am grateful for them now because they led me to the one thing I am most grateful for, salvation. And that's all I have.
Very good. Amen.
All right, on to the brethren. We'll go ahead and start off with Brother Connor Green.
Alrighty. Hold on. First question. What does this holiday mean to you? It's obviously a holiday where you should really reflect and give thanks and be thankful for all the blessings that God's given you. But for me, it's a time when our family gets together. I get to see a lot of family I don't really see anytime else during the year, so I think that's really important that all the family can get together and just... Is there something I'm especially thankful for this year? Well, first of all, I'm thankful for salvation. But secondly, I'm thankful that I got a really good job opportunity this summer, and I don't want to take that for granted. So that's definitely something I'm very thankful for this year. Scriptures about giving thanks, that's special to me. Psalms 107:21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. We need to be sure to give God a lot of thanks because he's done so much for us. And it's pertinent that we are thankful for what he's done because there's those who are not as fortunate as us. And I feel like if we don't give him that thanks, then he really doesn't owe it to us. So we just need to be very thankful. Any family traditions? I would say it's not a good tradition, but my mom has to make the oyster dressing for family Thanksgiving, and the aroma that wakes you up in the morning is something that it's just, it makes you want to just curl up and die or something. But that's my family Thanksgiving tradition. Not a good one, but I'll leave it on that.
Very good.
All right. Up next, we're going to have Brother Lucas Dotson.
The first question I got asked is, what does Thanksgiving mean to you? It means a time to eat food and like go together with friends and family. And is it something I'm especially thankful for this year? Yes, I'm thankful for godly parents and friends and family and being saved. And scriptures is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. everything give thanks before this will of God concerning you. Psalm 104. Enter into your feet with thanksgiving and course with praise, and that's all I got.
Very good. Amen.
All right, next we're going to have Brother CJ come.
I want to pray first. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for this day, and we thank you for helping us get through this day, Lord God. We just ask you to continue with the service upstairs here, God, Lord, we'll thank you for all you do, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. I was asked, what was I thankful for this year? And for me, it was pretty hard to get together. But Thanksgiving is a very, very, very special time for me. It's a time when I see family that I haven't seen in a while. But for me, it basically means pie, family, pie, food, and more pie. And the second one is there something especially thankful for this year? And there's two things, well, there's actually more than two things, but there's two things I'm thankful for, and that's being saved and having salvation, because a while ago I didn't have that, and I thank the Lord that he took me back, and that we got a house 5 minutes away from church, and that's really something to be thankful for, because we were supposed to sign our contract during camp meeting in June, and I got a call from my mom saying that, well, our house was on auction somewhere else, and so we were like, we're not going to get that house. It wasn't really a shocker because we went through like 10 houses. So we were like, it doesn't really matter. But we prayed about it. And a week later, I believe it was, we were told that it was on auction, but it wasn't completely there to the point that somebody was able to take it and bid on it. And I just want to thank Lord for that. And for the third one, it says, are there any scriptures that are special to me? And that would be 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. It says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I don't really have any Thanksgiving traditions, but one tradition we've had for a while, except for this year, is my grandpa would come over, eat, and then leave.
Great guy.
All right, and then our last speaker tonight, but most certainly not the least, Brother Burnbush.
So Thanksgiving is probably my favorite holiday. There's good food, family, and friends, and who else wouldn't like that? And my mom's side of the family, we usually stay pretty civilized and play like a sit-down game. But the dads, we kind of get rough and stuff, and for example, this year we played a simple game of spoons, and we invented tackle spoons out of it within 3 rounds. And then Mimo decided to play it, and of course we don't tackle or anything, but she won. So, but I'm really thankful for the church and my family. And that's all.
Very good. Amen.
We certainly have so much to be thankful for.
Amen.